Unearthly. Unearthly is a term which can mean many different things. It can mean things that have nothing to do with the planet Earth. It can also mean paranormal events and perhaps religious ones which focus on the afterlife. I expect to cover some or all of these meanings in this article. The first thing I would like to talk about is something which was found on the moon. Scientists recently discovered regions on the moon which are so cold carbon dioxide is in them and it is frozen. What does this mean to us and maybe the future of space flight? Carbon dioxide can be converted to other things and one of those is fuel. If we could use the moon's natural resources like the carbon dioxide to make fuel, it would save us from having to cart it there in the future. It would also lessen the burden on the Earth by the process of making that fuel on the moon. Of course, that is in the near future, but hopefully we will discover a much better solution to propulsion. With quantum computers advancing at a rapid pace, this could mean the answer to the problem will be discovered a lot sooner than we expected. Quantum computers are able to rapidly solve problems traditional computers couldn't solve in many millions of years or longer. The government has tried to cover up the Malmstrom incident where UFO shut down some of our missiles. All we had was word of mouth, but this has changed since the Black Vault received millions of Freedom of Information documents. One of those documents tells of the fact fighter planes were ordered to intercept the UFOs and did chase them. The event took place in 1975 and the attempt at interception was of course a failure as the UFOs just outclassed the planes. A report from Malmstrom Air Force Base Radar speaks about discovering the UFOs and planes in a document. Why was the object which was named Umwamu said to have been an alien probe by some scientists? This question seems to be puzzling and one of the reasons is not all scientists agree. It was an unusual shape being long and rather thin, but this in itself should not have been enough to reach the conclusion it was a probe. First of all, it was given the name Umwamu, which in Hawaiian means messenger or scout. Some scientists thought it had some sort of almost undetectable propulsion, they called it a force that was pushing it. Another reason some thought it was a probe was the fact the skin of the object was measured by two Harvard scientists who think it is a probe and they say they discovered the skin was only a millimeter thick, making it more like a sail. Others have different opinions about what it is. They think it could be just a rock, meteor, comet or asteroid. It didn't seem to have a tail, so I believe it is not a comet. Could it be what we call the paranormal is a dimensional thing? There are those who believe when we die, we just move to another dimension and they believe our energy never dies. Recently some scientists have said our consciousness comes from outside our bodies and we are like receivers for it. They believe this consciousness is still with us after we die and we take it with us to our new life. One of the things which seem to be ignored by many is the fact there have been a lot of people who claim to have made contact with dead relatives and friends. I am not talking about seance or any of that other baloney. What I am talking about is when people who have lost a loved one are contacted in some way by that person after they die. While it is not spoken about very much and dismissed, the truth is it happens far more than is talked about. Sometimes it happens to the same person more than once. This begs the question, are some people more sensitive to this kind of contact than others? I am not talking about anyone who has a mental illness, I am talking about people across a broad spectrum. Most never talk about it because they are embarrassed and think they will be made fun of. There are always those who love to ridicule others. So, when does this happen and where is it coming from? According to those who said they were contacted, it happens within a couple of weeks or sooner after the person died. It could be much later, but mostly it is within the time frame I said. It usually doesn't happen to those trying to make it happen, it surprises those it happens to. As far as where does it come from, that is an entire other question, but there are several thoughts on the subject. Some believe the dead are in another dimension, but that dimension could be right here on Earth and we don't know it. That means the afterlife takes place here. Edison worked for years on a device he thought would contact the dead, but to no avail and finally he had to give up. with the idea of extra dimensions, one of which is occupied by the dead, is the idea there is another dimension where we come from when we are born. I have heard some people talk about this. Do I agree with any of this? I can't say I do or do not. While there is no proof for where we go when we die, there are plenty of guesses. According to most religions, we are judged, and if we are worthy, we are sent to heaven. If we are not worthy, we are sent to hell. An idea by some claims hell is really being trapped on earth and being unhappy because we cannot really participate in the lives of the living. I know one thing: if I had to live on earth after I died as some sort of ghost, I would not be happy. God has promised us a joyous life after death if we live a good life, and He has told us He loves us through Jesus and the prophets. Some incredible miracles have been performed for us, like Fatima in Portugal and many others which had a lesser audience. The key seems to being a good person and not doing to others what you wouldn't want them to do to you. Let's all pray we make it.